This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We'll hear from two Canadian World Junior hopefuls from the WHL just before they headed off to selection camp. Dylan Dubé of the Kelowna Rockets and Sam Steele from the Regina Pats will join us. As well, we'll have a list of nine players from the WHL who have been named to the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game set for next month in Guelph. And Stelio Mateos of the Brandon Wheat Kings is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Mateos and the Wheat Kings are rolling. He'll close out the show. First up, nine players from the WHL have been invited to take part in the upcoming 2018 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, January 25th in Guelph, Ontario. Total of 40 players from across the OHL, Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and WHL will take part in the 23rd annual showcase of the CHL's top prospects eligible for the NHL draft. WHL forwards invited to the game include the likes of Luca Berzan of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Riley Sutter of the Everett Silver Tips, Milos Roman from the Vancouver Giants, while Cole Fonstad gets the nod from the Prince Albert Raiders, and Eric Florchuk of the Victoria Royals. On defense, four top-ranked D-men from the WHL will play, including Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs, Alexander Alexiev of the Red Deer Rebels, Jet Wu of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Kalen Addison of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. All nine WHL players invited have been identified by NHL Central Scouting in their players to watch list since the beginning of the season.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Dylan Dubé is looking for a second stint wearing the Maple Leaf for Canada's World Junior Team. Regan Bartel has more.
Dylan Dubé back for another opportunity to make Canada's entry at the World Junior Hockey Championship. If he can make the team this year, first time ever, Dubes, that a Rocket player has played for Team Canada in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That'd be special. Obviously, all the great players that have been in Kelowna. I was fortunate enough to make it last year, and hopefully I have the opportunity to do it again this year. So I think, to do that would be special. You know, it's going to be tough to make it again. There's obviously a lot of great players coming up. So hopefully that can happen and be pretty cool to do.
When you look at the list, or have you seen the list of all the former Rockets that have made the Canadian World Junior Team? That's a marquee group.
Yeah, it is. So just being a part of that, and I think for myself, just being able to make it last year, it's kind of like a key role guy kind of thing. So it wasn't as much maybe being one of the better guys who've been playing for Kelowna and being able to play it for 2 years. I think I was just lucky enough to be able to fill that role and knew what I had to do. So obviously there's some top-end guys on that list, and it's pretty incredible just to be compared to a couple of them. So, I'm very happy to be on that list.
You're a scorer on your club team, but as you said, you got to play a certain role when you play for the Canadian World Junior Team. Can some guys accept it better than others?
Yeah, I think it's something that I had to do. I wanted to play on that team so bad that it's a month of my career out of everything that I'm going to be doing that role. So I accepted it, and it wasn't really going to change the way I wanted to play in my career. That hopefully I can keep playing the way I've been playing in the Western League and carry that on. But this year, obviously, if they want me to do that again, I'll do it. But I think going in there as an older guy and a veteran guy, I think I can really play the way I can and everything. But whatever works, it's a month out of my time, and all that is winning there. So I'll do whatever it takes, basically what they want me to do.
What is it like? Take me through it. The fans would want to know, what is it like to be a player, to play at the World Juniors for Team Canada? Are you in this little bubble? Do you know the pressure on the outside? How does Hockey Canada keep you guys from not feeling the heat from the outside?
Yeah, I think it's tough. Obviously, being in Canada, that's probably the hardest thing was whenever you turn on the TV, there's a story about somebody. You just hoped it wasn't you, because it was the best thing ever, or you're getting ripped apart. So it was tough a little bit, but yeah, no, it's incredible. You're in your own little bubble there. It's tough because even my parents said, I watched the World Juniors ever since I was a kid, and now that you're in it, it felt like another tournament. It didn't feel like you're part of the World Juniors, just because you try and stay in that little bubble to not get too distracted. So I think when I was done, I kind of took a step back and looked what happened. So it was pretty cool after the fact, but I think you got to be in the moment while you're there.
You have won a silver medal. What does it take to win gold? Is there a little bit of luck involved?
Yeah, I think there is. I think everything has to be going. Your special teams is huge. Goaltending, it's everything. I look at the team last year, and I'm very fortunate to be on that team. It was a special feeling to get to the finals and do what we did. So you know, everybody's kind of like, oh, redemption, kind of getting gold this year. Obviously there is, but, you know, I'm just very proud of being able to be on that team. And, you know, it went past 80 minutes. So, you know, it's someone had to win eventually, and they did in the shootout there. But that happens. I'm just very proud to be a part of that team.
And it could almost feel like Team WHL. I'm not saying there's no players from the Q or the Ontario Hockey League, but this team this year is really driven by the WHL, which is kind of neat.
This Western group is a special group. I remember I've been battling against these guys forever, so it's pretty cool to hopefully have quite a few of them on the team this year and being able to play with them and all of them at once, because, you know, it's been a long ride. We've all been going at it, so hopefully be together. And, you know, that creates pretty special friendships when you've been playing against each other for that long.
Well, good luck. Play well for Team Canada. I know you will represent the Rockets and our country well. Should be a thrill, so enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you, Regan.
Meanwhile, Sam Steele of the Regina Pats was one of the final cuts at last year's selection camp. Before departing to make this year's team, he was on CKRM 620's postgame show with Phil Andrews.
Second time around, you feel a little more confident this time? Or I don't know. Do you even think about that type of stuff? I mean, you were playing so well going in last year, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always in the back of your mind. It's a really tough team to make, and it's kind of, you know, it's high stakes. You know, everybody really wants to play for that team, so you know, I got to put my focus on that right now and go in and try to play my best hockey.
Well, and maybe the one difference this year is that, I don't know if you want to say it, everybody's calling you a favorite to make the team. Do you think about that at all? Is that coming in? You just got to go and play?
No, I just go out and play. That's all I can do. I try not to look into, you know, what the experts or anybody else says. I just go out there and play.
When you know you got this kind of once in a lifetime type stuff coming up, and you know it's, you got to be a little bit excited for it. Was it make it easier to get up for games, or was it something that you really had to focus a little harder on?
There's no issue. I mean, my main focus these last three games after I found out, we've just been on the Pats and trying to win these games, and you know, now that Easter games are over with, I can put all my focus into the camp now.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Stelio Mateos is a WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and I guess you're just flourishing right now. Maybe some top guys away, and you're getting more of an opportunity here. So how's it been for you in this last stretch?
Good, yeah. Last week, just, you know, we're trying to keep the streak alive, and it was a good week for us, three wins. So thought my line was really, really clicking and felt really good.
Tell me about the streak. You guys have been finding ways, you know, maybe not the prettiest some nights, but continuing it going here. How's it been for you?
Yeah, finding ways for sure. It's been a great time. You know, it's a fun time to come to the rink when you're winning, and, you know, the guys are really bought in, just playing for each other. It's been awesome.
Now, you guys weren't supposed to do this year here, and here you are right in the thick of things with Moose Jaw, Swift Current, and vying for that East Division title as we approach Christmas. How have the Wheat Kings been getting it done this year, Stelio?
I think just previous success has, you know, helped us, you know, having some experience going in deep playoff runs. And, you know, I think just now we're all younger guys when that happened. Now we wanted to do the same as leaders and veterans.
You know that going on right now in St. Catharines, Ontario, is a real junior selection camp, and you have to think a year from now, that's probably where you want to be at that selection camp here. How much would it be to make that jump next season to get that invite and try to go compete for your country?
Yeah, it'd be awesome to get that opportunity. You know, obviously not thinking about that right now. It's a long ways away, but, you know, anytime you get a chance to play for your country, especially on a stage like that, it'd be unbelievable. Dream come true, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a great ride. Your teammates are there right now, Tanner Kaspik and Cale Clegg. I know you'd love to see them in Canadian jerseys, but that's a pretty deep, talented selection camp there and going on in Ontario.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Canada's always deep, and, you know, I wish those guys all the best. I think I wouldn't bet against them. They're real competitors, so.
Well, hey, you're having a great season. You do it again, you'll be there next season as well. Stelio, thanks for your time here.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Phil in Regina, as well as Regan in Kelowna. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.